probably.
Don't Eloise. Forget about the Lyme problem. Till tomorrow, Eloise Kummer.
And Josh Brady.
Saying good morning.
From the WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.
The very second you feel a cold coming on, you reach for Listerine. A sniffle or sneeze should warn you, reach for Listerine. Cough drops and nose drops, aspirin and such are not antiseptic, just can't touch. Listerine's your killing action, so reach for Listerine.
38 degrees in Chicago, 10:45. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here he is with music on records, Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss. Hi, everyone. Gee, I hope you're happy and all smiley this morning because this is just a delightful day around the Middle West, and I guess it is all over the nation, except, well, we got a rather ominous report from the Weather Bureau here at CBS in Chicago a couple of hours ago. There's a big snowstorm raging out in Wyoming. I hope something happens to intervene so it doesn't get all this way. But be that as it may, weather, while it's important to all of us, must be digested along with the other vicissitudes of life, so let's not concern ourselves. Let's just chew Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, chew our troubles away. Well, we're going to have a lot of fun today because our guest is a fine young performer by the name of George Hamilton IV. We'll find out the story of George's life, about the numeral behind his name, and also about his brand-new ABC Paramount record after we listen to Roger Williams with one of the tastiest bits to come out in shellac in a long while. Wrigley Spearmint presents Roger Williams in concert at the piano with Almost Paradise. Roger Williams, Almost Paradise. Many records that disc jockeys all over the country get, I feel today, are a rather sad commentary on our tin ears, but certainly not this. This is the antithesis of most of the records that come out, because this is pure and sheer magic and glory. This is Roger Williams and his cap recording of Almost Paradise. Let me suggest a rather interesting thing for you to do for your friends. The next time you see one of them, pull out a pack of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum and say, here, friend, have a chew. You'd be surprised what a delightful repast this always is. And if you want to please your friends, I can imagine no nicer way than to let them relax always with the pleasantry that you find in Wrigley Spearmint. You know, doctors, psychiatrists, medical journals all tell us that today we're fraught with all sorts of anxieties and world tensions which heap up around us. And I'll tell you, one of the greatest ways I know in the world to relax, along with your hobby, is by chewing Wrigley Spearmint. It just has a nice, contenting influence in your life. And if you try it, if you try Wrigley Spearmint, give it to your friends, relieve their tension, you'll find that here indeed is the pleasant way to relax all day. But make certain that you do it the nice way with Wrigley Spearmint. It's available today. Well, our guest is a young gentleman who I earlier mentioned, is named George Hamilton IV. George, I suppose the most logical first question is where and how did you get the numeral attached to your name?
Well, sir, that's my real name. I had a great-grandfather named George, and then after him was my grandfather and my father. And all three of them were named George Hamilton, so I'm number four.
You didn't want to get mixed up with great-grandfather, and so they thought they better start putting a figure after your name, and it's quite a figure. George Hamilton IV. Now, George, you're on the wings of one great big hit that you made for the ABC Paramount people, and now to the disc jockeys all over the nation, you're introducing a new one that I think even has a warmer and a nicer sound. Of the two songs, Baby Ruth or this one, which would be your favorite? And when I say this one, I refer to the one that I think is the best of the two new sides, called Only One Love. I presume that's the plug side, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Well, I certainly am glad you said that, because usually I guess a fellow worries about his second record most of all, because it's usually the hardest one to... Isn't that right?
It sure is, yes. I always refer to it as the sophomore jinx. You know, that's what happens to a baseball player. His first year up in the majors, he looks real good. In the second year, after all the pitchers get to know him, he usually diminishes in his batting average. And it's about the same in the record business, but I don't think you have anything to fear. This is, to me, a swell song, George.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about your background now. I noticed that you're wearing a Ivy League motif in your sports jacket, and it has an emblem of the American University. You want to tell me something about American U?
Well, it's a good, small liberal arts college in Washington, D.C., and this past fall I studied there under Professor Pope in radio and television production and direction. And that was about as near as I could get to show business in college, so I studied the producing and directing end of television. And I was singing over television at WMAL-TV in Washington and working my way through college with that. Mm-hmm. When the record was released, and The Rose and the Baby Ruth, which is my first record. And I don't know, I guess I was pretty lucky to get a break like a record like that at the age of 19. And this past, I finished the semester, and then I went on the road. I got a leave of absence from the dean of students, and he said that when I came back to school, I could pick up where I left off. But at the present time, I'm traveling around the country, visiting mm-hmm. disc jockeys, and doing what I love most anyway.
Well, do you think, George, that you would be inclined to drop your formal education at this point, as long as your career seems fairly certain that you're going to be a singer, you're going to be a performer?
Well, it's not a matter of as long as the career seems that way, because everything doesn't hinge on how successful I am. It hinges on how happy I am.
Well, that's true.
And this is what I'm happy doing, and most likely, as long as I can put bread and butter on the table, I'll stick with show business.
Uh-huh.
Because it's
what happens to your first thought and theory that perhaps you should study production and be behind the glass panels that usually separate the performers from the businessmen? Are you about ready to kick over the traces and not be a producer, just be the other side?
Well, ever since I was a little kid, about 4 or 5 years old, I used to see Gene Autry movies, and I liked Gene's singing, and that's what I wanted to do, was be an entertainer. I used to listen to the Grand Ole Opry and fellas like Eddie Arnold and Hank Williams, Johnny Cash, all the country singers, and that's where my roots are in country music. So I became interested in show business at a real early age. And I have, it's always been a dream, and it's always been all I've wanted to do is entertain people. So I will probably, actually the going to college was just something to try to broaden myself.
Yes.
So,
well, I'm just wondering whether or not you haven't advanced beyond a geographical limit of being a country and western singer, George. It seems to me that your styling now is slanted much more towards the pop, and while you have that quiet, nice sound that lends itself well to country and western, certainly Only One Love is a sophisticated ballad of today rather than country and western. Have you just about given up the thought of straight country and western?
Well, I like to consider myself as I'm sort of a modern folk singer, but I don't know. It seems that you reach more people through more of a pop sound. You can reach a lot more people.
Sure.
And my goal in life is to entertain a lot of people, make a lot of people happy, and I'd rather not restrict myself to any one field. You know, I'd like to be sort of maybe the country people and the city folks and in-betweens. I like to be able to appeal to all these people.
Well, actually, American music has practically become that, hasn't it? Because as we have so frequently expressed here on this show, there is a very thin line now of demarcation between country and western or pop or even jazz. It all belongs to America, and that's the way it should be. Now, at the tender age of 19, I presume that matrimony is not yet beckoned.
No, sir, I haven't been considering that too seriously.
Too busy making records. You never get out of the studio long enough, do you? Well, I certainly want to wish you the very best of luck on this new one, George. George Hamilton IV. Let's give a spin to it so we can hear it across the country. For Wrigley Spearman Chewing Gum on our Columbia Network program, here is George Hamilton's ABC record of Only One Love.
Only one love, my darling. One lifetime with only one you,
only one you,
only one heart to give you,
only one,
only one thing. I ask may be done, that you would take this love I'm giving and say we two will soon be only one,
only one.
Quiet and pretty listening, a fellow by the name of George Hamilton IV with his new record called Only One Love. George, I sort of sit here and have to smile a little bit to myself. Has anybody ever referred to you as a young Jimmy Stewart with a southern accent?
No, Howard, no one's ever said that.
Well, perhaps they will one of these days. Thanks very much for being here in the studio. And remember, I hope you'll try Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. It's just delightful. And remember, it'll relieve those tensions. It'll always sort of make good friends for you, because good friends will know that you're giving them something good. Wrigley's Spearmint, you get some today. Now, we have a great lineup of fine stars of the show world coming our way on your regular CBS channel setting or dial setting in the next few days, and I sincerely hope that you'll be a part of our audience every morning. Tell a few of your friends, and they too will find out the life story of some of America's most important show personalities. Until then, speaking for the entire gang here in Chicago, and I'll let the next boy speak for himself, this is Howard Miller saying thanks for listening and turning things back over to Joe Foss here in Chicago.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show, with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
Thank you, teacher.
Be sure to join Howard tomorrow at this same time when his guest will be Joe Bushkin on the CBS Radio Network.
There's mystery tonight at 11 on WBBM-TV's Late Show. See William Powell and Myrna Loy in MGM's Shadow of the Thin Man. The Thin Man, created by Dashiell Hammett, has thrilled and entertained mystery fans for years. You don't want to miss William Powell and Myrna Loy in one of their most exciting mysteries, Shadow of the Thin Man, on Channel 2's Late Show tonight at 11. See a great MGM movie every night of the week on WBBM-TV Channel 2.
WBBM-FM, Chicago.
Wendy Warren and the News.
Hello, folks. This is Wendy Warren with news reports from the women's world.